Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Verse number 15, where he talks about reap, for the time to thee is come for thee to reap, and the harvest of the earth is ripe. It's ready. Literally, that word means it's dried up. It's ready to reap. Verse 16, he that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. So we see the division of the people here. Matthew 13, the wheat, the tares. Matthew 24, 25, the judgment of the living nations. The division of the people. So you have it in your brain. When they enter into the kingdom, only saved people enter into the kingdom. In the millennium, only saved people. All the unbelievers have been cast out. We read that. Okay. So you see the division of the people. And then we get another angel comes on the scene, verse number 17 and 18. We're going to read this in 19 and 20. Another angel came out of the temple, which is in heaven, and he also having a sharp sickle. And this is going to refer to something different. I believe that this other angel referred to that the last plagues, as so will, the vials and the bowls, as God is placing judgment upon this earth. This one's in particular about the battle of Armageddon. And another angel came out from the altar, which had the power over fire. Man, I could talk about that. You know, angels have abilities to... Here's one that had the ability that he could... said that he had power over fire. Angels, I've never seen one that I know of. The Bible says you may have entertained one unawares. You know, I don't know what all that entails. That's why you need to be good to folk. I'll leave that one alone. You know, entertaining. As a matter of fact, that word entertaining means hospitality to strangers, people you don't know. Be good to them. You never know. Anyway, that's a whole other story. But you see that had power. Remember the one story, and I wish I could go back to it, about the enemies of Israel. There was hundreds of thousands. I forget how many there were. There was a bunch of them there. And one angel came in that night and killed them all. One angel. And I love the next part, and they woke up dead. I love that. You know, the next morning they woke up dead. I'm just saying, one angel did that. They have great powers, and this angel had power over fire. And he cried with a loud voice to him that had the sharp sickle, saying, thrust in thy sharp sickle, and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe. Now, this is different. The other was wheat and tares. This is grapes, and we're going to see something different here. And the angels thrust in the sickle into the earth, and gathered the vine of the earth, and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. And the winepress was trodden without the city, and the blood came out of the winepress, even into the horse's bridle, by the space of 1,600 furlongs. This is referring to the battle of Armageddon, which is talks about more in chapter number, what is that, 18, I think it is. 19, chapter number 19. It refers, but when we get to chapter number 19, we'll talk a little bit more in depth about Armageddon, okay? I will say this, that again, some people confuse these battles, Gog and Magog and the battle of Armageddon. These are two completely different battles. The one in Ezekiel, the battle of Gog and Magog in Ezekiel 37, 38, 39, in that area. I mean, turn with me to, yeah, we got time. Turn me to Ezekiel, if I can find Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, yeah. If you get to Daniel, back up one book to Ezekiel, okay? Ezekiel, we begin in verse number 30, chapter 38 real quick, but I want to go to 39. It talks about, have y'all found Ezekiel 38? I hear places turn. Okay, Ezekiel 38. This speaks of the battle of Gog and Magog. You see there in verse number 1 about Magog, and verse number 2, I'm against thee, O Gog. So there's the battle of Gog and Magog. Look at verse number 4. I will turn thee back and put hooks into thy jaws, and I will bring thee forth and all thine army, horses and horsemen, and all that are clothed with all sorts of armor. And we see all of this, that God is going to bring them here. When he says, I'm going to put hooks into your jaws, we have a sovereign God. And this is what's called the Battle of Gog and Magog. Now, something takes place here that's completely different than the Battle of Armageddon. Look in chapter number 39. Again, in verse number 1, it talks about Gog and these things. Then in verse number 2 of Ezekiel 39, "And I will turn thee back and leave but a sixth part of thee, and will come thee, cause thee to come up from the north parts, and will bring thee upon the mountains of Israel." Verse number 9, at the end of verse number 9, talks about all the weapons and all, that they're going to burn them, gather them, and burn them for 7 years. In verse number 12, 7 months shall they be burying those that have died in the battle of Gog and Magog. And then in verse number 14, again, it talks about 7 months, that there's going to be people who are actually going to be employed as a job, and they would go throughout the land after this battle, and they will post signs that there's a dead body here. They're not supposed to touch them. Some other people will come and bury the bodies. Are you following? But I want you to notice that a sixth part of them went back. The Battle of Armageddon, everybody's destroyed. See the difference? This is yes, this is no. Okay. Also notice the time period. There's 7 years. How long is the tribulation period? Isn't it interesting? Okay. What does that tell me? Number one, it tells me that the Battle of Gog and Magog is going to take place sometime between what we would call the rapture and Daniel's 70th week. That the Battle of Gog and Magog has not yet taken place. That is going to take place whenever Russia and these other, we see there in chapter number 38, it describes these nations that refer to literally present day Russia and Iran and Turkey, all these, I won't go into that. They're going to come down into Israel. God's going to pull them. He says, you're going to put that meat hook in your jaw. He's going to bring them down and he's going to destroy 5/6 of the army. And the rest of them are going to go back up north like a puppy dog with his tail tucked between his legs. He'd been whooped. He's going to go back, and for the next 7 years, they're going to be cleaning up. And for 7 months, they're going to be burying the dead. Are you following? That's what the Bible says. So you put that in the time picture again in a frame. I believe the coming of Christ could be at any moment. It could be today. Sometime between now, if he came today, sometime between now and the tribulation period, the Battle of Gog and Magog will take place. We will not be here. That's when the Antichrist will come on the scene. They've invaded Israel. And the Antichrist will say, wait a minute, we need a peace agreement here because of that war. And he's going to stand up and sign that peace agreement, that treaty that we read in the book of Daniel with Israel. And that's when the seven-year Daniel 70th week takes place. Are you following? That's the tribulation period. I said, I'll say this. The Battle of Gog and Magog in Ezekiel is completely different than what we're reading here in Revelation chapter number 14. This in Revelation chapter number 14 is complete destruction. Everybody dies here. The devastation is great. Matter of fact, I have some notes here. Why you turn me to Isaiah 34. Isaiah 34, verse number 6. Isaiah 34, 6. While you're finding your place in Isaiah 34, verse number 6. It says there that the space of 1,600 furlongs. It depends on your measurements of how people would do that, but that is between 180 to 200 miles long that this swath, this path would be, that all these men who come together against Jerusalem, and I wish I had time against that. There, Jerusalem is here, Megiddo's here, Bozrah's down here. Bozrah's just on the other side of Israel. They're in Jordan where modern-day Petra would be, and we might get into that this morning. I don't know. But anyway, it's about 180 miles, that swath through there, which lines up with that 1,600 furlongs. With that in mind, back in Isaiah 34. The sword of the, verse number 6, the sword of the Lord is filled with blood and is made fat with fatness in the blood of lambs and goats and the fat of kidneys and rams. For the Lord hath made a sacrifice in Bozrah and a great slaughter in the land of Idumea, however you would say that. Then turn me to Isaiah 63. Isaiah 63. Am I going too fast for y'all?
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.